Viranda Tesvov Amid Aleph. The Gemara brought down a machlokes Rav Pope and Rav Huna Beret Rav Yeshua, if Pal Geniske Momoina, which is Shitas Rav Pope, and Rav Huna Beret Rav Yeshua holds Pal Geniske Knosse. So the Gemara, let us start just to get into the swing of the sugya Tnan. This is around 15 lines from the bottom. Tnan hanizik v'amazik b'tashlumin. It says in our Mishnah that the nizik also contributes in the tashlumim. That means he does not get paid the full price. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishleim laman diyama palge niska mamoyne. So ba'etzem, there's a chiyuv tashlumim mitzad demazik. Afal piken chos chachmona alei, that he shouldn't have to pay the whole nezik. So then we can understand this concept of the nizik is also b'tashlumim. The nizik is not receiving the full payment of the hezik. Haynu d'shach nizik b'tashlumim. Elo leman doma palgen iske knosa. But according to the man doma palgen iske knosa, hashto the lavdi de shokel. So in reality, he doesn't deserve any money whatsoever. The mazik is potter to pay. And not only that, we cancel the mazik, and he gives him chatzi nezik, which he is really, the nizik is really not entitled to this at all. So b'tashlumim, he says, it's called, he's being mishtatev in the tashlumim. He doesn't deserve anything, al pi aloche, and he's getting chatzi nezik. So the Gemara says, lo nitzarcha ela lepchas nevela. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, that the nizik is mishtatev in the tashlumim. That means that we do not evaluate the hezek b'shas amod b'din, even though if b'shas amod b'din the nevela became worth much less than it was b'shas the hezek. No, we evaluate the hezek b'shas the hezek, the damages of the hezek b'shas the hezek. So even though the nevela becomes worth less from the hezek to lamod b'din, so this hefsid, the nizik suffers. So that's called hanizik b'tashlumin. So Rashi says, the pchas nevela, the chol pchas nevela, the niziku, that what the shavius of the nevela became worth less from the shas hezik to shas amod bedin, the nizik loses from this pchas. Vahainu the shayich nizik b'tashlumim, that's pshat the Mishnah. Shafilu oisai knas shezichsa loy teirem, einoi noitel kuloi. He doesn't get chatzi nezek of what the hezek was bishas the mais hezek. No, it's chatzi nezek of how much it's worth bishas hamod bedin. Frag the Gemara, Pchas Nevela Tone Lereshe. This din of Pchas Nevela, we learned already in the Reshe, Tashlumei Nezek, Melamed Shehabaylem Metaplem B'Nevela. We were medaik this from the Reshe. What does Rashi say? Otone Lereshe, Chafti B'Tashlumei Niskei. Uktonia lo tashlumei nezek, melamed shabaylem metaplem benevela, omrina le nitzra ala lo pchas nevela, that's tashlumei niskoi. So the Gemara answers, chode betam v'chode bemud. That the, we have two Mishnayos, which are telling us in two distinct cases, the Nizik loses through the Pchas Nevela. One by a Tam, but one by a Mud. Tzrich diashmin en Tam, Mishum da'akati loy yayit. So Memela there, we weren't Mechayev, the mazik for the complete nezik, we shom how much it's worth pishas hamod bedim. Avol muad, he should have realized it's going to happen, so then we'll be mechayvim to pay for the whole hezik, and we'll make the shume pishas hamod bedim. It's worth much less than. So that's why we need to tell us that there's a din of chas nevela the nizik by amud. V'yashmin amud, mishum demekom mishalem kulei. If it says mu'ud, so since he's paying for the whole nizik already, so memele, the chas, he doesn't have to pay for. He's covering the whole nizik, so this chas doesn't have to be mashlem. Avotam, but a tam that only is paying chatzin nezik to begin with, so to whittle down the chatzin nezik to what it's worth, b'shas hamod bedin, that's already taking away a lot from the nezik. So that's why we need these two mishnayos. Let us see Taisvis. Lainitzcha elo lepchas nevela. Af al gav de shokel de lav di day. So what's the teretz of your palgen is keknose? So why is it called that the nizik is betashlumim? He doesn't deserve anything halachically. Mikol mokim. Kiven de zochyelei rachmone chatzinezek, but since the Torah said that he's entitled to chatzinezek, even though it's a knas, abachashvinelei de isi betashlumim, mashab chas nevela olof. So that's also called, but after the parsha of tashlumei tam that he pays chatzinezek, so then Lemaise, but in this Chatzin Nezek, what the Torah was Mezakim, he's not receiving the whole Chatzin Nezek. Be'emes, the Biasvara to say that the Nezek will tell him, that means the Hezek, which is progressing and becoming greater and greater, this is karne de turach kvirabei, because the hezek of your share is still covered in my share anizik. That is why the hezek is progressing. This is all coming about through the hezek that your share had made. So there'd be a svara to say, so if I pay chatzin nezik, we should wait till we're able to mishaya the hezek b'miluay b'shas hamod b'din. That's the chiddush, that we don't do this, and the pchas nevela, the nezik suffers, and he doesn't get paid for this. Toshma. Ma bein tam lamud. We learned Tabaraisa, what is the difference between a tam and a mu'ud? Shatam mishalem chatzi nezik migufoy, u mu'ud mishalem nezik sholem min aliyah. So we see two differences. One is Chatzi Nezik, Nezik Sholem. One is Migufay, one is Minaliya. And these are the two differences between Atam and Amud. V'imise, if that is true what you're saying, that Palga Niske Knosa, Lisne Namiho, so there's another difference. Tam Einay Mishalem Al Piatzmoy, if the Baal Asher was Moide, he will not pay a Yedei Haida Osoi, because it's Moide Beknas. In Mu'ud Mishalem Al Piatzmoy, it's Haida Osbaldin. So Zakashe, and Avuna Bereid Rabbi Shud holds Palgen Iske Knosa. So the Gemara answers, Tona Bishaya. You're right. We're missing. He left it over. He mentioned some differences between Tam and Mu'ud. Chatzi Nezik, Migufa, Nezik Sholem and Aliyah. But he left it out. There's other differences also. Frag the Gemara, Mai Shaya, the High Shaya. Shaya Chatzi Kaifa. There's another difference. That by if a Asher Tam kills someone, there's no din of Chatzi Kaifa, there's no din of Kaifa, period. By a Tam. So this is another Nafkamine, that by Tashlume Kaifa, a Tam is in Gansen Potter. So he left this out. Let us see Rashi. Migufoi vim einoi shove chatzi nezik. If the sher tam is not worth chatzi nezik, mapsit anizik, kibersi vachotsu eskaspoi. That we reckon with the shavius of the sher hamazik. Mina aliyah, im einoi shove keneget kol anezik, noitul nechosim ibeisoi. Amud pays min aliyah. Vimisa de knosa, lisni nami ho. So we have another nafkemine. Shechatzi niske shaltam knas. Beine mishalem al piyatzmoy. Umuet have a moment, umishalem al piyatzmoy. So the Gemara says, you're right, he didn't mention all the chilukim between tam and muet. So the Gemara said, "My shaya da hai shaya, chatzi kaifa. Mu'et shehem es esa odom, mishalem kaifa li yoshim. V'tam afili chatzi kaifa loy mishalem." There's no concept of tashlume kaifa by a tam. So now, the Gemara really is going to say a teretz to oisevenik akashe. So the Gemara is asking akashe, so if you hold Palge Niske Momoine, so we're missing one Nafkemine, that Tam doesn't pay Kaifer, and the Mu'ud pays Kaifer. So why, Tam is not Mishayel, just one, if he brings all the cases, he will not leave over one case, unless there's more than one case he was Mishayel. So the Gemara is asking now, so if you hold Palga Niske Momoine, so he was Mishayo this Nafkimin Lagabi Kaifa, but a Tam doesn't pay Kaifa, and a Mu'ud pays Kaifa. So the Gemara answers, I Mishum Chatzi Kaifa Lav Shiyurehu, Omoni Rabbi Yosi Aglili Do Omar Tam Mishalom Chatzi Kaifa. The man, the Omar, who holds Palge Niske Momoine, he holds that this Bereis is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that a Tam pays Chatzi Kaifa. So Memele, so there's no Shia. All the Chilukim between a Tam and a Mu'ud, I already mentioned, this is Chatzi, and this is Nezik Sholem, So just like by Nizokin, this is Chatzi and this is Nezek Shomsa by Kaifa, it's also a Tam will pay Chatzi Kaifa, and a Mu'ad will pay Kaifa Sholem. Let us see Rashi. Vimisa the Knosso listening them Helch Shechatzi Niski Shatam Knosso and Shama Piyatz, would have a Mu'ad Piyatz, my. Chatzi Kaifa Mu'chem is Oda Misham Kaifa Liyosh, Matama Fila Chatzi Kaifa Liyosh Misham. Abiyos Egilili, Doma Pek Sheshnoga Chasaporim, Sheshnoga Dalud Vehei, Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kaifa, that a Tam does pay Chatzi Kaifa. Is therefore Veleke Shiure. So he didn't leave over any Nafkaminis. De'im ishum da'haim mishalem kaifa sholem amud peis kaifa sholem v'haile mishalem al palge kaifa lav shiurehu do'atoni lei tam mishalem chatzi nezik amud nezik sholem v'kaifa b'chlal. So kaifa is nichlal in this chilik between chatzi and sholem. A tam pays chatzi, and the mu'ud pays kaifa sholem. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis, im ishum chatzi kaifa lav shiur, perish. The likshi laman diyoma palgeniske mamayne. Taisvis, the most asking akasha, the most really saying the teretz, but the kasha is understood. The likshi lamandiyom apalge niske mamoine maishaya daishaya. Do ishaya lachatzi kaifa. So that's no kasha. Do moni rabiyois yaglili lo ishaya klum. Chiyay gavni keperik shloi shemini meperik hacholil that the Gemara says the teretz without elaborating on the kasha. Omani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi, da omatam mishalem chatzi kaifer, vaha de muid mishalem kaifer sholem, betam chatzi kaifer, lav shiuru, this is not a shiur, da tona tam mishalem chatzi nezik, umuid mishalem nezik sholem, ve kaifer bechlal. So all the differences between tam and muid already mentioned the Bereise. V'im taima, fraktaisvis akati lisni, the muid mishalem kaifer, af kshahasher beskile. What is the din when the sher is beskile? So a muid pays kaifer, because the skile of the sher has nothing to do with the tashlume kaifer. V'tam kshehu beskile pata afilu l'Rabbi Yosi Aglili diviyu lebezden v'yishalem loch. So Taisva says atam is mishalem migufoy. So lemaise, so if the sheir is chayiv skile, so is chayiv chatzi kaifa, he'll go and bring him the sheir, here's your sheir, and they'll give him the notice when they're making the skila and enjoy him. But Lemaisa, the Nizik is not getting anything. So Lemaisa, we have a when the sheir is beskila, so we have here a nafkamina between Amuad and Atam. Amuad gets kaifa, and by Atam, the Nizik doesn't get anything. So why isn't this mentioned in the Baraisa? V'yeshleima, so Taisa's answer, Shehu b'chlar shatam mishalom chatzi nezik miguf. It is mentioned in the Baraisa. This halacha, we can figure it out. It's not a new halacha. If I know what tam is mishalom miguf, I can figure out by myself that if the tam is biskila, so he won't pay kaifa. So now I know all the halachas. If the tam is not biskila, so I'll know he gets chatzi kaifa. If the tam is biskila, then I know he gets nothing. So the halachas are already mesuda from what it says in the Beraisa, so I don't have to make a new bove. Everything is understood. Vim Taima, in Cain, Mehai Taima, Maile Muki, Afilo Kirabakive, the Poiter, Betam, Mechatsi Kaifa. The Gemara said that, according to the Mandioma, Pal Geniska Mamoine, the Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that holds that a tam pays chatzi koifa. It's not going according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that a tam is potter from koifa. Vim toima factosis im kain. Now why did the Gemara have to say this? I just was mavara that if the tam is beskile, I feel according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you don't pay chatzi kaifa. Vim kain, mahai taima amayle muki, I feel like Rabbi Kiva. So why did the Gemara have to bring in that the Barais is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? It could go according to Rabbi Kiva, the poiter betam echatzi kaifa. The chasher beskile, le yitzrach le misni shepote mechatzi kaifa. Das nan shat tam mishalem migufoi. The kivin the mishalem migufoi, eviula bezna vishalem loch. So this, when the sher is beskile, so, the Baraisa told us enough information, enough halachas, that we can figure out that what the din will be by kaifa, that a tam will be potter from kaifa, and a muad will pay kaifa. But what if the sheir is not beskile? Kigoin, al pi eidechot, val pi bailim. So l'chayre there, there's an afkemine. There the sheir is not beskile. So you can't say, if you lebezn v'yishalom loch. So Tosfos says, in such a case, bein tam, bein muid, shneim pturim mikoifa, midarabe, then none of them pay kaifa. The oma per sheir shenogach abo v'chamishe, sheir sheheimis ben choyren, shaloi bekabone. If a shoyer killed a ben choyrin unintentionally, potter, so there's no din kaifa whatsoever, shenemar a shoyer yisokel begam bol of yumos, kos man sha a shoyer beskile bailem mishalmim kaifa. Rabbi says that the whole din of tashlume kaifa is only if the shoyer is killed. Asher yisokil v'gam bailov yumosim kaifa yushes olav. So the holding of kaifa is only if the sher is beskila. So Mamela Sotaisvis is asking Amira de Kekashe. In the case that the sher is not beskila, let's talk about a case that it did kill the kavone, but I don't have a birur of edim on this maisa negich. I have an eidechot. I have eidos baldin. So an eidechot or eidos baldin is not sufficient to kill the shir. So in such a case, if you don't kill the shir, there's no chiyuv kaifa, period. Sai by a tam, sai by a mu'ud. In the case I do have to eidim that you do kill the shir, so then I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, you're also potter because Eviu Lebezn v'yishalom loch. So why did the Gemara have to bring in Rabbi Yossi Aglili over here to say the Baraisa, according to Rav Pope, the Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's not necessary. It can go according to Rabbi Kiva also. And by a tam, I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't pay kaifa. I'll say, if you are bezel shalom loch, by a mood, no one pays kaifa. V'yesh loima, deina chanami. You're 100% right. The Gemara could have said it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva nami kaifa lehavi shiur. Kaifer is not a shir because b'manav shech by tam of yulebesen by mu'ud is b'chal no kaifer. Why did the bring down Rabbi Yosi Glili? B'hodoloi kama amoni Rabbi Kivi b'shum de dorish b'sher shenoga chabov hamisha noki midme eved. It says by a tam bala sher noki. So Bekiva says, Noki midmei ebet, like this is a din by an eved knani shloishim shkolim. So he, Rabbi Kiva is a drosha, but by a tam, you don't pay chatzi shloishim shkolim. You don't pay period. Say bezoi, be Rabbi Kiva, listen, shatam pota midmei ebet, my shaya, thy shaya. So Taisva says that according to Rabbi Kiva, we have another ha'ore. We have a ha'ore, why doesn't it mention this difference between tam and mu'ud, that a tam is potter from chatzi shloishim shkolim, and a mu'ud is chayiv shloishim shkolim. Why doesn't the Baraisa mention this chilik? So the Maram Shif asks Akasha, that's no problem. It's potter because they view lebezn be yishalom loch. The same cheshbon that Tosfos had said that according to Rabbi Kiva, you are potter from chatzi kaifer because a tam is mishalom migufoi. So and that says in the Baraisa that the tam mishalom migufoi. So for the same reason, tam is potter from chatzi shloishim shkolim because the biyule bezn biyishalom loch. As I think the Maram Shiv. So the Maram Shiv says there's a mahalach in the Gemara that by shloishim shkolim there's no din of migufoi. You pay me aliyah. I feel a tam would pay me an aliyah. So memele, so therefore, if it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, so it should have said this nafkamine, that a mu'ud pays shloishim shkolim and a tam is potter. So that's why the Gemara wanted to avoid Rabbi Kiva. So memele, that's what went according to Rabbi Yosi Glili. How do you know the Fiemis Rabbi Yosi Glili holds tam mishalom chatzi kaifa? Imishum de dorish lekamon noki mit mei vlodeis v'loi dorish noki me chatzi kaifa. Maybe because he doesn't darshan this, he uses something else from the bala sher noki diloyim svirolei the potter. Could be old Yipotah. The Shasher Beskila Vula Bezn Vishalom Loch. Shein Hashem Beskila Potah Midarabe. So how do you know Rabbi Yosi Glili never mentioned Behedya that Tam Pais Chatzi Kaifa? He just used the Strash of Bala Shermoki for the Mevlodis. But could be he also holds that a tam doesn't pay chatzi kaifa. He holds like Rabbi, that it's when it's heinesher beskila, no one pays kaifa. And when the sher is beskila, she also don't pay kaifa. So how do you know that Rabbi Yosi Glili holds that you pay chatzi kaifa? Yeshloima, the hod that come out the tam mishalm chatzi kaifa, lav mishum de shamina lehochi, you're right, not because we know clearly, elakloima de motzi sovar de mishalom chatzi kaifa, he could hold, v'lo yisbar de rabbe, ki rak tarfen, he said, nam elakam, and shilikets the regal, the tam mishalom kaifa. That means, rabbe, that said, that if ein asher beskile, ein abayla mishalmim kaifa, is not such a dover hamuskim. Raptafen is chayle kan rabbe. In raptafen holds, afilu ein asher beskile, idu pe kaifer. And a tam is shalom kaifer in such a case. So memele, so that's what the Gemara means. Rabbi Yossi Aglili can hold. He never darshened noki balasher noki noki midme kaifer. So he could hold that a tam pays kaifer by shaloi bekavona, or there was an eidechot, or he does bald it. Binami sova Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the tam le mishalem chatzi kaifer. A fellow will say that Rabbi Yossi goes the tam le mishalem chatzi kaifer shim da rabbe, lav shiuri ki the frishes. It's not called a shiur, because everything says in the Baraisa. Ruud in the Avamotzel, may my money, shimen ben zayme, the dorish hosom not mid me oirel, de nami kaifer lav shiuro. Zegt de Gemara weiter. Toshma. So we have again a machlokes, Rav Popper, Rav Hunde Bereide, Rav Yeshua. If palge niske mamoina, palge niske knosa. We learned tabaraisa. Heimis shoiri es ploini. Hoi shoiroi shel ploini. The Baal HaShoir is stating that my shoir killed this person, or he killed the shoir of this person. Areizem mishalim al piatzmoi. So the Baraisa says, there's a loch of Eidos Baldin, and he pays. My love, betam. It's speaking about a tam. And we see from here that by a tam there's a din of Eidos Baldin, so we see palganiske mamayne. So the Gemara says, loy bemuit. It's speaking about a muit. So by a muit, there's a din of Eidos Baldin. Avol tam mai, ochinami dein mishalom al piyatzmai. He doesn't pay. I ochi adetoni seifa, heimis shoiri es avdoi shel ploini. The seifa, it says, what if he was moide, my shoir killed, and this eviknani, ein mishalom al piyatzmai, because shloishim shalevet is a knas, so moide beknas is not nemo. Is live like, so if you're telling me we're speaking about a mu'id, so why does he have to jump to a third case that there's no din haidos baldin by shloishim shalevet? Let's speak about the same case, shayre shal ploini, and we'll differentiate between a mu'id and a tam. Velisni bedide, bamed vorim amuid, bamed vorim amurim bemuid. Avo betam, einu mishalem al piyatzma. If you're telling me that he's speaking about a muid, so you don't have to jump to shloishim shalevet to tell me that he's not nemum, we can go on the same case, heimis, Shoiri, a shoiri shall ploini, but tam is not nemo. So the Gemara answers, kula bemuit kamairi. No, he wants to tell us, by muit gufe, there are certain cases that he is nemon, and certain cases that he's not nemon. Shleishim shalevet, he's not nemon because it's a knas. Let us see what Rashi says. Heimish shoiri, my love betam. Bochi koma, heimish shoiri es ploini, mishalem chatzi kaifa al piyatzmoi. Verebi yoisi aglili hi. Oi shoiri shal ploini, heimish, mishalem al piyatzmoi chatzi nezik. So the Gemara held it speaking about the tam, and he's mishalem al piyatzmoi, alma mamainu. So you see, it's moment. So the Gemara says, no, he's speaking about a mood. So the Gemara asked, so why didn't the Sefer says, Avdi shall ploy ni hoknosu, the Mishalm lamet sloim. So you see, Claude, that's a knas. He's not paying for the value of the hezek. Livlig velisni bididei, become aise gufa. Why do you have to jump to shloishim shalevet, the hemish shayri, shayri shal ploini, motzi leflugi? So that was the Gemara's kash. If he holds palge niske, if he holds palge niske knasa, so he could have said this nafkemine between a mu'ud and a tam. So Moran said, kula b'mu'ud kamari, v'chi lukim de mu'ud boi lashmin. He wants to tell us by mu'ud gufe, there are times one is chayiv, is mishalam al piyatzmoy, there's times the one is not Mishalam al Piyatzmai. Let us see Taisvis. Lif like Velisni Bididei. Ba Medvorim Amurim Bemuit Abel Betam. In fact, Taisvis. So this is Akashem. And Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua. Taim Echav Motzel Amei Mahochi. Avo betam eine mishalem al piyatzmoy, de mashmed al piyedem mishalem, kshehemis shoyroi es ploini, dilma loisova kerab yoisi eglili doma tam mishalem chatsi koifus, how could yeska kasha, he should differentiate between muad and tam. This is Akash of the Beder of Yeshua. Maybe this Bereis is not going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Memele by a Tam, but this Bechlau no Koifel. He wants to tell us when we are Nemon, when he's not Nemon. By Tam, there's no Koifel, period, not according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Beis Lechem Yehuda wants to say that Rashi, for Emphor the Kasha, because Rashi said, so don't mention both Bovis. Livleg velisni bididei bekamai seguva daim is shayri shayri shal ploini. Don't mention both cases, ploini or shayri shal ploini. Let's only speak about shayri shal ploini, and then we'll make a chilek between muad and tam. Tashma. Zeaklal. A third baraisa. Kol ha-mishalim yoisa al-masha hizik. If a person is paying more than the damages, eini mishalem al piyatzma. So you don't pay al piyatzma. So my love, but let's be medayik. But if he's paying less than the damages, mishalem. So you do pay. So you see, klo, if the baraisa says that when don't you pay if you're paying more than the hezek, kefil, dalet vehei, then you're not mishalem al piyatzmai. But vice is, if you're paying less than the hezek, you do pay al piyatzmai. So you see klo that palganiske mamayne. Simo says loy. No, that diyuk is not true. Hakama shehizik mishalm. The deed should be as follows. Yoisimima shehizik, you don't pay al piyatzmai. Hakama shehizik mishalim. How much, if he's paying, how much the hezek was, so then it's mom and then it's mishalim. Avo pochis mai, hochinami deloy mishalim. Ein chanami. You don't pay al piyatz, maybe because palgan is keknosa. Yochi. So the Gemara says, if that's true, adetoni zeh aklal, kol ha-mishalim yoysal ma-shehizik eni mishal ma-piyatz, lisni zeh aklal, kol she'enoi mishalim kamo shehizik. So why did you say such a lotion, which is misleading? Say differently. Kol sheinu mishalom kamo shehizik, if he doesn't pay the demeya hezik, the mashme pochis, that means to exclude less, umashme yoisa, you don't pay al piyatzmai, davka kamo shehizik you pay al piyatzmai. So the Gemara says, this is like a good kasha. Then the Gemara says, v'hilchis epalganis kiknos, we pask in palganis kiknos. In fact, the Gemara, I don't understand. This sounds like double talk. First you're saying that tiyufte, that we seek law, that palganiske mamayne. Because or else it should have said, kol sheinim mishalom kama shehizik. That would be a clear statement that poches in yoysa, you don't pay al piyatzmai. So the Gemara says, in time of my habit yufte, mishum de loiktoni, kemoishe hizik. What's your kashe? The Tane should have said a statement as follows. If you don't pay kemoishe hizik, if you do not pay kemoishe hizik, you don't pay al piyatzma. He couldn't say such a statement. Loipsikalei. Even the ike chazi nezik tzchoyres, the hilse gemirilo, the mamainahu. Mishmachi lektan, he couldn't say such a statement. If you don't pay mimashe hizik, mimashe hizik, you don't pay al piyatzmai, because that's not true. Chazi nezik tzchoyres, you also are not paying mashe hizik, and you do pay al piyatzmai. Chatzi nezik tzreiris is mamayne. So mamayla, that's why he couldn't say this blank statement that you asked to say. So therefore, he didn't want to get involved in the ariches advorim by poches mimash hizik. Sometimes you do pay, sometimes you don't pay. So therefore, he said one clear statement. If you pay yaisa mimash hizik, that's ichar aknas, and that you don't pay al piyatzma. Let us see what Rashi says. Yaisal mash izik, gain lamit shalevet. Hopochis, gain chatzi nezik detam, mishalma piyatzmoi. Kama shizik nezik shalim demuit. Mishum de loiktoni kama shizik, so watch your kasha, because it didn't say kama shizik. Hol aft yufti, this is not a kasha. Lepsikalei lemisni kama shehizik. He can't say kama shehizik. Levi mashme de pochois ainem mishalom al piyatzma. If he would say a blank statement that you only pay al piyatzma kama shehizik, if the hidoy is only the amount of the hezik, that the shlumim is only the amount of the hezik, the Levi Mashme, so then we would derive from this statement, De Pochois Eine Mishalom Al Piyatzmai. And that he didn't want to say. Kiven Dike Chatzi Nezik Tzreires, De Eine Mishalom Kame Shehizik, Velohochi Mishalom Al Piyatzmai, De Hilchese Gemirilo De Momoinehu. Is Aloch Lamoshe Mesinai that it's moment. In the Chedushi Rabbi Yaleib is Mavaya this Rashi. It seems from Rashi that there's a Bezundere Aloch Lamoshe Mesinai to tell us that it's moment. Why do you need Aloch Lamoshe Mesinai to tell us that it's moment? Tzreiris. So he explains as follows. Number one, we have to know that the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is telling us that Tzreiris is not regal. The Mazik of Shoyer, we had mentioned this in the beginning of the Masechta from Rab Chaim, the Mazik of Shoyer is only when the Guf HaShoyer is Mazik. Then there's a din of the Baal Asher has to pay. If the Guf Asher is Mazik, there is no parsha that if the koyach of the sheir was mazik, that the sheir should have to pay. There's no din tashlumim if the koyach of the sheir was mazik. Now there was halacha lemoishe misinai, that tzoyres halacha lemoishe misinai, that tzoyres also pays. So this is not the parsha of regel. This is halacha lemoishe misinai, that the koyach of the sheir pays chatzi nezek. That was the halacha lemoishe misinai. So now, Rabbi Yaleib is Mavayer, that there's a svara to say, it could be this is Rashi's Shita. We have a machloikis, Rav Poppe and Ravuna Bereide Rav Yeshua, is palganiske knosa, palganiske mamoine. So, this machloikis could be understood in two ways. One way we could understand the machloikis, and perhaps Taisvis learned like this, that the machloikis is a machloikis in the tchuna of a sheir. That means the yisoid of a machloikis is a sheir b'cheska shimo, is a sheir lav b'cheska shimo. And if it's a b'cheska shimo, so it's mamoin, lav, so it's, there was a machloikis, these two amiroim studied the tchuna of a sheir, and each one came to different conclusions. That's one way you could learn. He wants to say Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned differently. Rashi learned these two amiroim, the yisod amachloikis was not in the tchuna of a sheir. The yisod of machloikis was, it's very interesting, that atam pays chatzi nezek. How do we understand this halacha? How do we understand this? It was mazik, and it gets off, it pays half. So the yisod machloikis was built on the halacha of chatzi nezek. How do we understand chatzi nezek? So Rav Poppe said, oh, so mistamed, this is pshat in the pasuk, that really, stam shvarim, lav b'cheska shima kaima, I cannot derive from this halacha that it's b'cheska shima. No, I don't have to say this. I could assume lav b'cheska shima. And the Torah was meikel, that chosel erech money, you only have to pay half the nezik. But you cannot derive from this that is b'cheska shima. That's how Rav Poppe understood pshat in the halacha. He says that on the halacha that you pay chatzin nezek, so he built from this halacha that it's not muchach that it's a knas, it's not muchach that becheske shima, could be it's lav becheske shima, natoira chosalei. Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua did not want to say such a pshat. It's lav becheske shimur and teira chosle. What's his yichis? So is muchach from this halacha that is becheske shimur, and really he should be potter. So why does he pay chatzin nezek? Keiche de linterei leturi. So the machloikis, Rav Poppe, Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua, according to Rashi, Rashi held the machloikis was not. It did not start in the tchunis of the sheir. The machloikis is how to learn pshat and the posik, and how I understand pshat and posik, that will be megala to me what the tchunis of the sheir is. So if you learn according to this, so if, according to Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua, you see that chatzi nezek showed him, the chatzi nezek of tam showed him that it's a knas, if you pay chatz, it's muchach, it's a knas. So memela, I have the same chatzin nezik by tzchoyres. So also say it's a knas. You have the same motivation. So therefore, Rashi says, here there was a daloch, there was a loch, lamosh, mesina was moment. You need tak, according to Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua, you need a loch, lamosh, mesina, that it was moment. No, can show you Laban, according to Rapapa, why did the Lochel Mosh Messina that was Mammon? Rashi says, was Lochel Mosh Messina was Mammon. So according to Rapapa, that's very embarrassing. Why do you need, I mean, Chatzin Nezik doesn't mean anything. So Bemisin Rashi in Ksuba says, it was a Lochel Mosh Messina that's a Tolda the Regal, the Haino Mammon. The Lochel was a Tolda the Regal. So that was the Loch Lamaish Messina. It's a tale to the regal. So according to Rabbuna Breit Rabbi Yeshua, you see a lot from that. It's a tale to the regal, that it's not knas, it's moment like regal. But that was the Loch Lamaish Messina. It's a new mazik, but it is a tale of regal. So that's how you know that it's mom. Oh, now we're going to have a more interesting Gemara. Okay, so that's why there's no diik from the losh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hai kalbe the ochel imre. We'll speak about an unusual occurrence. You had a dog, and he ate up a sheep. Very rare. Not talking about a Great Dane. We're talking about a small dog, and he ate up a big sheep, we'll see. Imre rav revi. Vishunre, and you had a cat, the ochle town the goyle, they ate up a chicken, but again we're speaking about, town the goyle, mistome is like a turkey, it was a big, a small kitten and a big town the goyle. Mishunahu, this is Mishunah, this is a very unusual occurrence. Voloy magvinen bebovo. And we will not be going for this in Bovel. So the pashtus is, this is Mishunah. So since it's unusual, it's Keren, we'll see. So it's Keren. Keren is Knas. Hilkach, because we're going now to Pashte, the Omret, Paul Geniske Knas. So we'll see soon. This is the Hagdoma. I just told you Paul Geniske Knas. So now, if we'll have a Mishunadika Achila, so a very unusual occurrence that a small puppy ate up a big sheep, or a small kitten ate up a Talmagoilis, which is very unusual. And Lalochui Paskin Palginiske Knosa. And Knas, we know that you need Smuchim to be goyve knas. In Bavel there was no smuchim, in Eretz Yisrael there was still smuchim. So if this happened in Bavel, v'loy magvinim b'Bavel. So we will not be goyve in Bavel, even though theoretically yo chatzi nezik, it's knas, but you don't have a bezin. We don't have smuchim. We don't have a bezin. Now we can say a multitude of halachas. Vahani mili berav revi. That's, we're speaking about that this was a big sheep, a big talnagoyle. Avo bezut reyuchi, if it's a small sheep in the duel. So then that's not mishunet, it's the more or less equal opponents, and then that's how a dog could attack a sheep also. No problem. That's not mishunet, so that's shame. He wanted to have a meal, so that's shame. So that's moments. He don't need smuchin for that. Halacha number two. V'itofas loy mafkina minei. Now, in Bovo, we just said that Bezen will not be done dinei knosis. Afal pikein, and this is a very debatable subject over here, there's a Merdeke Machlekes HaRishayinim, but that we'll see later. But the Itofas, if the Nizik was Typhus from the Mazik, there's no Bezin. Bezin is, he comes to Bezin, Bezin says this is out of our jurisdiction, we can't do anything. So the Nizik took the law in his own hands, and he was Typhus. He chapped, we'll see Klor exactly. But he was typhus, and what the lumdus is. Loi mafkina minei. We won't take it away from him. We won't shepherd with him. He was typhus. The Oma, now, the Nizek also said, or he said something else. Kibuli Zimne does lina la'ara di Yisrael. He calls over the Mazik, and the Mazik is, Baruch Hashem, you know, we live in Bavel, you know. Says, fine, listen, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. You come along with me to Eretz Yisrael, making a journey to Eretz Yisrael. And there we have it, the smuchim, and we never did Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So then the din is that the Mazik has to travel along. I mean, he's giving him a summons to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Mazik has to travel along. V'loy ozel, what if he doesn't want to cooperate, the Mazik is mishamtinalei. We'll put him in cherem. That means you have to go along with the Nizik. Don't tell me now. Yeah, that's from your obligations. We can't paskin here. U'benkach mishamtinalei adem misalek ezeker. Benkach. Now this, he had a very wild puppy over here that when it was mamish, unbelievable what he did on this cat. This is a very dangerous, animal that he possesses. So Mamela, so he has to kill them. He has to execute them to make sure that this shouldn't happen again. These are very dangerous animals. Adam is salik ezeker. That means that he has to make sure that they get killed. Pidah Rav Nosson, the Sanya, Rav Nosson Noima, minayim shli yigad al-odam kelev ra b'soich b'yisoy, v'al yam yitzulam ruwa b'soich b'yisoy, tamad loimav loisosim domim b'yisecho. So it seems the Gemara is enumerating, even though the Gabi, the Etzim, Tashlume, Knas, Bezin's hands are tied in Bavel. But there are certain inyonim that Bezin can do. Bezin can force him to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Bezin can force him to Chayrem that he should kill this animal, which is a ferocious animal. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Imri Kvosim, Mishunu, Dein Darkom Bekach. This is very unusual. Bavitolda de Keren, Lishalom Chatzinesk. Vuloi Makvina Lebe Bovo, Dein Donin Dine Knosis, Elo Bismuchim. Ubebovo, Lein Smicha, there's no Smicha. Beravrevi, Tarnegoylem ukvosim gdoylem, we're talking about, they were large, they derech kerlev vachatul lohirgom. This is very unusual for a kerlev or a cat to kill them. Vitofis nizik bebovo, lay mafkinemine. Vilaitofis nizik, so if he got paid, it's finished. Vilaitofis nizik, vama kibulis man. Bikavei Azman, the lazy Bahadi, you should come with me, La'aradi Yisrael, Kavinalei, Ubenkach, Meshamtinalei, La'arig, Esakela, Vesachtul, Adamisalek, Ezeke, Sheyaharge. Zoktoisvis, Vahashte, Da Amrit, Palgeniske Knosse. Nire, now, Tosfos had a meiridik diak over here. Nire de davke leman de yoma palge de niske knosse. If you hold palge de niske knosse. He says, we have to understand, the Gemara is, this is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara first came back to, Baruch Hashem, we know now the loch of palge niske knosse. And since I hold palganiske knosse, so therefore, if this unusual occurrence will occur in Bavel, we won't be goyve. So there's a merdike kash over here. If you want to tell me, you know, we paskin palganiske knosse, so tell me, since the palganiske knosse, we paskin that, so therefore, in Bavel, if a sher tam was negeach, another sher tam, that's he's telling me over here. He's telling me, he's talking about Bovel, what you do in Bovel, you're not going in Bovel, Tvisa helps, you can be Kevei in Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about
So why do we have to start talking about cats and dogs? Let's talk about, you think you're selling a palgan, his kenosis, I'm a mele. So now we'll know the din. You can't bring bubble, you can't be goyver, tvisalal, can invite him. Why does he all of a sudden start, since palgan is kenosis?
So Tosis is melodic. So Tosis nearer. The Davkilamandiyam Apalgadiniska Knossa, this whole scenario applies. Avalamandiyam Apalgadiniska Mamaina Loimechayev Klal, and your potter. If you hold Palgadiniska Mamin, your potter in this case. The Mehetesi, where do I find that an unusual hezek that occurs, I'm responsible to pay? Dimikaren, if I hold palgen iske momoino, so stam shvorim labbecheske shimokaime, which means, you should expect, you have a shayer, you could expect that it's, we'll see, this is the tzulchei, it's here, you could expect it. The Yipei Chatzinezik, you're getting away with murder, but this is something that you should have expected, and it's your fault. You're a mazik, you owe the money. So that's Keren Tam. That's how I learned Chumash. Such a thing should occur that Akal B'doch Le'imri Ravri. This is unusual. This less man, the polig, your last statistics, this could happen once in 5,000 years, this could happen. This is a very rare occurrence. This is normal. The stam shvorim labacheske shimakaime. Vahai mishuno, this is a mishuno de kizach. I should have, you'll tell me to, I should be responsible to pay. I should tell them such a thing will occur. The lav uche, the kalbe le mechel imri arav revi. So memele, so mishuno de kizach, so the Gemara is interjecting a new halach here. If you hold palgan is keknosa, then you'll be mechuyev to pay, and I'll tell you all the dinim. But if you hold the felach be palgan is kemamayne, so then you'll be potter to pay. Avalaman di yoma, palgan is keknosa, avitoldet the keren. Oh, this is mamish keren. Because tam shvorim becheske shimmer keimer. I should call him that my tame shayr will be mazik. Tam shvorim becheske shimmer keimer. So every shayr tam is a shock, is an unexpected occurrence. Have it told the kerem, but avayu mishunim heim. Both of them are mishune. Afagav the kerem kavonosei lahazik. Now, I'd just like to mention, there's a Moiradik Shita Mekabetzis over here that asks two kashas. This is God, the Shita's Rabbeinu Tam, we're here in Daf Heyem at Beis, Keren is Ulchei, and Daf Beisem at Beis. He goes in one Shita, if you hold Palgan Iske Mamoine, it's Ulchei. So there are two kashas. And if something is not Ulchei, so then you potter. So they ask, the Shita Mekabetzis asks two kashas. There's one kasha. We hear on Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph, Rab Talfin said, Mishune keren b'chotzer anizik, nezik sholem mishalem. And Rashi had translated, Mishune keren b'chotzer anizik, keren tamo v'chol tel deiseo, Kori Mishune. Keren Tam is called Mishune. Oil Vishine is Vesnan Shloy Oye Darkam Bekach. So Rab Talfin called Keren Tam, when he, instead of calling it Keren Tam, he called it Mishune Keren. So Mishune de Kizach. Now Rab Talfin was a Tane. These are Ameroim, Palganiske Mamoine, Palganiske Knos. But we see Rab Talfin called Keren Tam Mishune, it's a Mishune de Kizach. So you see, Keren Tam is Mishune. We also
See, another thing, it says in the second Perek, Och loksus vekeilem, a behemel, a shus harabim, eats ksus vekeilem, it's chayiv chatzi nezek. Now, this is not shame. Shame is potter b'shus harabim. Och loksus vekeilem, ishalim chatzi nezek. So memele, so you see also that it's mishun and you pay. Mishnayis. How does this stem with Taisvis? So I just would want to mention one nekuda over here. Number one, to understand Taisvis. Number two, there's a sheet of Mekabetzis that's chaylik on Taisvis. He says 100% wrong. That means, and Memison, there's a chaynim, the Teres Chaim, the Nachlas David, they say, Karen, Tam, Afuil Palganiska Mamoin, it's not Becheska Slav Shimo. Slav Becheska Shimo, but it's also unusual. It's an unusual thing, it's some amela. And Grad, so the Gemara, the she tests, so the Gemara is very schwer according to him. Lomdus perhaps he's good, but the Gemara would start off with this Agdome, Hash the Dam with Palganiska Knossos, mein, hi. It seems we're connecting this. So, Lamaise Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Rabbi Reuven says there are two inyonim in Mishune. Keren is Mishune. There are two inyonim. There's one inyon of Mishune that we could translate. It's unusual. It's that we could not, we shouldn't expect such a thing to happen. It's unusual. That's one translation of Mishune. There's another, and Ulchein means it's a usual occurrence. There's another translation of Ulchein and Mishune. Ulchein means this is the nature of the animal, and Mishune means that this is not its nature. It is not the normal nature of the animal. So Rabbi Reuven says that that is klo. That the shitas atoisvus is if you hold palginiska mamoine. So that means to say I have a teretz, I didn't watch it because it's unexpectable because no. Stam shvorim lav becheskeshima kaime. You can't rely on asher. Asher is unpredictable. So memele. So don't say I never would have thought that this would happen. I'm shocked out of my wits. No. Stam shvorim. And therefore, if everything is predictable, so you're mazik. You have to, the Chofetz Chaim says, the marshal, there's once a balagoli, was riding, he was very tired, and he saw the horse is going pretty good, so he fell asleep. But the horse was fearing the agoli, he ended up who knows where. Al kaponim, you can't don't rely on a behemoth is unpredictable. That's tam shvorim la becheskeshimokai. That is 100% true. That is, but le'idach gise, that means if it wants to be mazik, it has a temper, it's not a balmusa, it can do it, it's unpredictable. Don't rely on a shell. So Mamela got angry and thus, it's unpredictable. But le'idach gise, this is not the nature of the shell. It's not the nature, that means a shoyer by nature does not fight. It's not a nature, but when it's angry, I mean, just like a person, it's not his nature. When he gets angry, he's also unpredictable, but it's not the nature of a behemoth to do this. That everyone is moide. That Taisis is also moide. That's why it's called Mishune. Lav ulche means it is not the nature of the shoyer. Is not the nature of the shir. So therefore, there's a Mordeke Taisvis. Taisvis says later, a nochosh is mazik, that's called regel. The nochosh is not mazik. What's regel? The nochesh is mazik, he wants to be mazik, he wants to bite someone. It's not, because that's the nature of the shayach. That's the nature of a nochesh. So that's his nature. So that's called regel. If the behemoth does a pule that's not his nature, that's called keren. And on this keren, the Torah said, that's called meshune keren. It's called meshune keren. But it is predictable. So this is what Tosfos said, but akal b'doch le'imrei rav rabbi. This is unpredictable. So memele, and that's the machloikas, if your palgen is keknose, so it's every hezek is unpredictable. That a shir should be negeich is unpredictable. The bestam shvorm becheske shimokaim. The teure kansen. So memele here also will be chayvaknas. If you'll palgen iska momoino, so everything is predictable. Every keren is predictable. So memele, and it seems could be, we'll perhaps speak about it tomorrow, that you have to know by the behemish ochlok ksus mekalem, if it was hungry or if it wanted to be massacred. But it's a predictable action. It's keren, but it's not the tchun of the shir. That's why it's called mishune, and that's why you pay chatzi nezek. But if such a maise of kalbudoch l'maramui is tak an unpredictable occurrence, and there. Your palganiska mamayna yapot.